The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
At that time, Jesus walked by the Sea of Galilee, went up on the mountain, and sat down there. Great crowds came to him, having with them the lame, the blind, the deformed, the mute, and many others. They placed them at his feet, and he cured them. The crowds were amazed when they saw the mute speaking, the deformed made whole, the lame walking, and the blind able to see, and they glorified the God of Israel. Jesus summoned his disciples and said, "My heart is moved with pity for the crowd, for they have been with me now for 3 days and have nothing to eat. I do not want to send them away hungry, for fear they may collapse on the way." The disciples said to him, Where could we ever get enough bread in this deserted place to satisfy such a crowd?" Jesus said to them, "How many loaves do you have?" 7, they replied, "and a few fish." He ordered the crowd to sit down on the ground. Then he took the 7 loaves and the fish, gave thanks, broke the loaves, and gave them to the disciples, who in turn gave them to the crowds. They all ate and were satisfied. They picked up the fragments left over, 7 baskets full. The Gospel of the Lord. So St. John Damascene is one of those saints who I know very little about, so I thought I would speak of him and do a little research. He was born around the year 680 and died in the year 749. He is considered the last of the fathers of the church. So who are the fathers of the church? Those early theologians, those early saints who handed on to us faithfully the teaching of the apostles. So the last of them, dying in the year 749. And what most struck me there, he was a polymath, you know, an expert in numerous fields of knowledge. And he spoke in a particular way of a number of the mysteries of our faith, but I wanted to focus on one, and that is the Assumption. So there are 3 ancient homilies of his, which he gave on the Feast of the Assumption. Now, when was the Assumption defined by the Church? The year 1950. So here he is celebrating the Feast of the Assumption in the 7th and 8th centuries. And it's important that we understand the development of the doctrine of our faith, that these truths have always been believed, but we enter more deeply into them and understand them more fully. So theologians help to give expression to the knowledge of our faith. So here he is with the Assumption, and the way he opens, it's so beautiful. This is the way he starts one of his homilies. He says, "Lovers are wont to speak of that which they love, and let their fancy run on day and night. Let no one blame me, therefore, if I add a 3rd attribute to the Mother of God on her triumphant departure. I think of her day and night. She, the Mother of my Word, supplies my words." And in about 3 lines, he gives her all these different titles. He calls her the heavenly table, the one which contained the divine bread. He calls her the gate of heaven, the true and living ark, the receptacle of God, the chosen mirror, the one who perfectly reflected God. And he gave 2 reasons on why we believe in the Assumption of our Blessed Mother Mary, that which underlies our faith. He said first that she was the one to receive the Son of God in her womb, and secondly, that she was the one to share in his sufferings. She said this, "Your stainless and holy immaculate body has not been left on earth. The Queen, the Mother of God, who has truly given birth to God, has been translated to the royal places in heaven." And secondly, "It was right that she who had seen her Son on the cross and received the sword of sorrow in the depths of her heart should behold this Son seated at the right hand of the Father. And I end with his closing words. He said, Good Mistress, graciously look down upon us. Direct and guide our destinies wheresoever you will. Pacify the storm of our wicked passions. Guide us into the quiet heart of the divine will. And grant us the blessedness to come.